Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
And a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to Sport on Sunday on Radio Yorkshire. Unless, of course, listen on the podcast when it could be at any time during the day. Richard Shoright here. Slightly tired. Long day yesterday at Old Trafford. Probably longer for some of you than others, especially those Leeds Rhinos fans who were still parting away when I left Headingley last night. We'll talk about that in a moment. And this morning's back page just played there for your elbow on Monday Lights. It's one of those songs which sings perfect, doesn't it, for those end of tournament montages, which I'm sure there was a very good one last night, but I didn't see it because I was there. Let's start with the back pages. And England's upcoming World Cup campaign is taking a lot of attention in this morning's back pages. Not the rugby league one, sadly, but the football one, of course. And the Mail on Sunday says boss Gareth Southgate will go with a defensive back three for the finals in Russia. It's brave. That's also covered in the Sunday Times, which calls the move Russian roulette. Yes. You thought, you know, it was just like the Red Tops who did the puns. But no, the Sunday Times as well. The Observer, meanwhile, goes through Southgate's comments that the current England team have no big players. Well, Harry Kane's quite tall. Because they've not proven themselves on the international stage yet. Well, I don't think any England team has since 1966, so they're in good company there. Although the under-17s are playing in the under-17 World Cup, apparently, on Eurosport in a few minutes. So I'll keep an eye on that one. Although I've paid no attention to the tournament so far, so I don't know why I'm starting now. All the internationals don't start while 5. Can't wait. Honest. Elsewhere, the futures of two Premier League bosses make the headlines. The Sunday People says Everton's Ronald Koeman has until the end of the month to turn the club's form around. Or he'll be fired. You're fine. He's going to flick one. If you've heard that piece of iconic commentary. I should edit that into the start of show montage. I think it's some Netherlands versus England from 1993 when England failed to qualify for the World Cup. He was on ITV, thus forwarding the notion that England don't win on ITV, which is nonsense, of course. I remember this game for many reasons. One, Lee Chapman was the pundit, which our special guest star in the studio with whoever was doing ITV's football at that point. It was pre-Matt Lorenzo. Was it me in St John? Probably. And, of course, it's the one where Ronald Koeman should have been sent off, leading to the classic in the Graham Taylor documentary, "Your mate's just got me in a sack" thing. I think that was that anyway. And then he did that free kick and we all went, oh. I didn't swear I was, you know, 13 or 12. I didn't swear words at that point. Even going to a rough school in Wakefield. Which, by the way, a Sport on Sunday investigation found out last week, because I read it on Facebook, that my old school has a Hall of Fame. I'm not in that Hall of Fame, despite, you know, being a national radio broadcaster. Well, a couple of times anyway. Meanwhile, I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter about anything, mate, no. Meanwhile, the Sunday Express says Chelsea's Antonio Conte is considering quitting at the end of the season as he wants to return to Italy. Now, some of the more eagle-eared listeners will think, "Did you tell me that last week?" And the answer is yes. The Sunday Mirror says Liverpool's American owners are asking for £1 billion from any potential buyers. You can't put a price on history, they say. Well, you can, it's £1 billion. The Sun claims Manchester City could say AC Milan interested in signing striker Sergio Aguero in January. Have they just been taken over by some Chinese investors? So one assumes now for the next couple of months that every player who's linked with a move away from the Premier League, instead of being moving to China, now the Chinese Super League is stopping all the foreigners coming in, like Britain next year. It's going to be the Chinese, the clubs with the big money. They're the ones who are going to sign all the players. So apparently, Milan are going to sign him. And the Sunday Telegraph focuses on Leeds winning the Rugby League Super League Grand Final against Castleman at Old Trafford. Would you believe it? I thought I saw Jim White from the Sunday Telegraph there yesterday, so it must have been so. So that's good news there. From the Grand Final. Did you watch it? Did you listen to it with us here on Radio Yorkshire? Hopefully you enjoyed the coverage. Not quite the game we expected nor wanted, but a very dominant performance from the Leeds Rhinos. They are relentless. They are the masters of knowing what to do to build pressure, to force errors, to create a platform to win big games. I should have asked Brian McDermott yesterday, how do you do it? But I'm not sure if he knows necessarily, because it's all these little things. There's no simple answer as to why Leeds are so good at the big games. 8 Super League titles. Congratulations to the Rhinos. Commiserations to Castleford, who really, if you were there, if you saw it, if you listened to our commentary, did not turn up. But take nothing away from Leeds. And I think, you know, we can almost get too deep into the fact that Castleford weren't any good. The fact is, Leeds were very, very good and deserving of winning the Northern Hemisphere's qualifier for the World Club Series. So they will play Melbourne Storm, or someone, at Elland Road next February. So we're looking forward to that, because I'll pop across for that one. Make sure I get accredited for that. We'll talk more Rugby League, of course, later. The author Andrew Marmont's in to talk about his book there, Finest Hour, which I've got in my hand right now. So we're talking about the Rugby League World Cup. And of course, we'll do that tomorrow from 6 as well. 6 until 8 on Monday here on Radio Yorkshire. We just talk Rugby League. It's what we do every week. Now, one other piece of news coming in to us here at Radio Yorkshire. Scotland's crucial World Cup qualifier this evening. Nearly got off to a bad start after the Slovenian FA tried to ban bagpipes from the stadium. Hampden Park bosses say they've now negotiated a deal with their host to allow them into the ground in Ljubljana. I mean, congratulations to them for getting the bagpipes in. Can we? Has that deal been some kind of contra deal where the Scottish say, look, next time England come, you can ban the band. That's all right. No one likes them and you won't get any grief.